Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to be with you this fine morning. Lord has blessed us with. I hope everybody's had a wonderful Christmas. And I hope that you, if someone wasn't having a good Christmas, that you made them have a good Christmas. But thank God that we're here and fixing to change into another year here. And, you know, it's about time for these people to make these New Year's resolutions. Some of them, you can call them resolutions. Some of them's a lie. but anyway, don't lie to yourself. And, you know, we've got to hang in there, do what we can. And for the Lord, I believe time is short. Amen. And I believe this. If you're doing anything this year, I know a lot of folks is going to claim about a diet, and that's when they're going to start and this and that and the other. But I tell you what, if you do anything, as I want you to do better than you did last year. And I'm not talking about just financially or anything like that, but spiritually with the Lord. Amen. But I'm sure glad to be here again this morning on the air. Glad for everybody that tunes in every place and every state and on the internet and those men in blue. I appreciate them. Been missing them. And hopefully be back in with them this Friday. Amen. I have a scripture I want to take from Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes. I want to read some here. I'm going to start with the 6th verse. It says, because to every purpose there is time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be. For who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that have power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither have he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked burned, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Amen. I want to go back to this one verse. It says, there is no man that have power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither have he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. You know, I think about that, especially as I got news that one of my best friends has passed away, and you know, he was still yet, you could say, a young man, and has passed away without warning or anything else. And you know, I've preached many a funerals in my lifetime, as long as I've been called a preacher. I've preached a pile of them, and you know, there's been little ones and old ones and you know, young ones and all that, and that I've seen. And but there's one thing that I do know, and unless you're a reprobate, or unless you're, you know, atheist or something like that, I've seen some that, you know of some that have right on to the end, they claim their atheist faith, amen, but being deceived, they claimed it on because they didn't want to face this. But there is a judgment, regardless of what religion or faith or whatever, there is a judgment. Amen. And we're going to be a judge according to the works that we've done in this body. We can look at the world today and just in the things that went, and just the way that courts and things are, that there's always you're going to answer to something or somebody. Well, there is a greater and a higher spirit. Some want to call him, amen, but his name is Jesus. His name is God, amen. And we're going to answer to him. And nobody, just as we just read, nobody is going to be able to retain the spirit. Nobody's going to be able to hold back from this time and have power over that day and death. And there's no discharge in that war. There's nothing, there's no wickedness or no device or anything that they've created today that's going to keep you from that. Amen. You're going to face this. You know, the Bible said, once appointed unto death and after this, the judgment. Amen. I've heard people say, well, all you've got to do is die and pay taxes. No, you don't have to pay taxes. You can ask those guys in the federal pen. You don't have to pay taxes, but you're going to have to die. And you're going to have to face judgment. And one thing, if I could get it over to you this morning, is death is for real and it is forever. Amen. It is that way. But you know, the Bible tells us that we can overcome death, hell, and the grave through Jesus Christ. Amen. That we can go to sleep. If we look in the scriptures about the rich man who fared sumptuously and all that, but when he tore down, or when he said, you know, I'm going to tear down my barns. I just have all this stuff and I'm going to tear down my barns and I'm going to build greater and I'm going to say to my soul, take thy rest and all that. Amen. He was not considering God nor death. Amen. And he didn't consider God or doing his will. Amen. And the Lord let him tear down his barns and he built greater ones. Amen. To where all bestow all of his goods. He just had so much when he probably ought to have been given. Amen. And he would have never been without. It's like the widow woman that her meal barrel had looked like it was given out and everything. But when you do what God said do, it won't never run dry. Amen. But no, he went to building on and building up things. And I tell you, people's building up things here in this world like they're going to live forever. And we don't have a promise of tomorrow. Amen. We don't have that promise. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. There's folks that's been in you know, this friend of mine, really good physical shape and all that, eating right, doing right, exercising and all that, but it don't keep you from a car wreck or anything else, amen, that could happen, amen, a heart attack, because once God calls, you're going. There's no discharge of the spirit. There's no way that you'll be able to retain the spirit, amen, to keep it from doing this, amen. This is a war that you're going to fight, amen. This is one that you're going to see it through, amen, one way or the other. And now, regardless of religions and faiths and all that, I don't care about all that stuff, but I know this. The Bible tells the truth, and there is a hell, amen. There's a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun. And, you know, when we leave this earth, amen, when this spirit leaves this body, amen, it's going to go to its long home, whichever it may be. Amen. The Bible says, the dead in Christ, that they'll rise first, and those that live and remain will be caught up with him in a moment of time, in a twinkling of an eye, and so shall they meet the Lord in the air. But that's going to be for those, amen, that live righteously and done right, amen. We can't go by, I think so. We got to know so. We got to have a know-so salvation, amen. But it ain't like that for the wicked dead. You know, the Bible tells us there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Just like that rich man, he was carried away, and he was carried to hell, amen, and he said, for I am tormented in this flame. He looked over there at a great gulf across, and there was Abraham Abraham that had Lazarus in his bosom, and Lazarus begged for the crumbs from the rich man's table, but he wouldn't give. But he tore down all of his barns and built because he had so much, but he wouldn't even give the crumbs unto Lazarus. Amen. A poor beggar. What will it be at the end? What will it be for you if you die today? Are you really ready? Amen. I've seen people, I've been with them right on up to their last breath. Amen. And I've seen people that had talked down about me or put the gospel down or anything else down. Amen. But in those last days, amen, they wanted to find out really what was it going to take. They knew that there was a creator, and they believed that there was a world after the death of this life. Amen. That there was going to be another life. Amen. I'm telling you that there is another life. Amen. There's res, but there's also another death. Amen. This old body might take a corporeal death. Amen. But you know, if you're living unrighteous in this world, you're going to lift your eyes in the devil's hell, just like that rich man did. And there he looked across that great gulf, and he seen Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. Up there he was comforted. Amen. And the rich man was tormented. And he told, he said, Father Abraham, he said, please just let Lazarus just dip his finger in water and just to touch it on my tongue, for I'm tormenting this flame. And pretty much Abraham said, no, can't do. Amen. You know what? You had the good things when you was alive, and Lazarus the evil. Just to say you didn't feed him from the crumbs of your table. Amen. And we ain't going to bring no water yonder. Amen. It's fixed. A great gulf between us. Now Lazarus is covered. You tormented. He said, Father Abraham, I have five brothers. Amen. He said, send Lazarus back from the dead that he might warn him. He said, they have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe Moses and the prophets, they won't believe one, though he was raised from the dead, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. They won't believe him. If you won't believe, amen, the beginning of the book, you ain't going to believe the latter end neither. Amen. Some people say, oh, well, we don't believe it was created like that. It's just like God said. God spoke and then it happened. Amen. When he said, let there be light, there was light. Amen. And praise God. That's the way it's going to be. All the way to the 22nd chapter of Revelation. Amen. He's going to call people out. Amen. And there's people being called out. Amen. By the hundreds, the thousands, and the millions. Amen. But we got to make sure our calling and election sure. You got to make sure where your long home is. What would it be today for you if God called you home? You don't know. We go up and down the roads in tin cans. Amen. Like lightning going through these things. Death is just one breath away, one heartbeat away. How will it be? How will it be with your soul if that was to happen to you today? How would it be? Because there, you can't come back and do a replay. You can't rewind. There's no discharge, just as we said, no discharge in this war. Amen. There's no retaining the spirit and holding it back and putting it on pause. There's none of that. You know, there's things that they do today that they can undo and all that, or redo, but there's things that you can't do. You know, they have these things now that's what you call it, Photoshop. They've had it out for years and years, and you know, they can take a photo and they can make it look like something that really ain't. Amen. They can take a photo, you can look, like a grandpa, and they can just take the wrinkles out and make you look a lot younger and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. Once this body gives up the last breath, amen, and this heart beats no more, what is it going to be then? You know, I don't care where you go, how you go, or anything else. There's nothing that's going to keep you from that. Amen. Whichever home that you go to, whether it be heaven or hell, and you know, I hate to disappoint a lot of those that might be listening today, but there's no purgatory. The only thing that's between heaven and hell is this earth right here. And we, you know, the Lord has given us a spirit. Amen. And he's given us a free will to serve him. Amen. And he's given us, there's a choice that's put out before us. amen, what we can choose. You know, it says the wicked things, the wickedness delivers those that are not given, or neither shall wicked deliver those that are given to it. All the wickedness, all the things, yourself and being self-centered and all that, nothing's going to deliver you. None of the things that you think that you've done good works and all that in your life. You know, the Bible said that some's going to say in that day, hadn't we cast out devils in your name? Hadn't we done all these wonderful works? And still yet he'll say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, you never knew me. Now that's a straight and a narrow way. Straight is the gate, and there is a way that leadeth life eternal, and few be there that find it. But broad is the way that leadeth destruction, and many be that go in thereat. Broad is a way in this world. Amen. People's left off God. They've changed. They've changed their appearance. You know, people don't like their appearance today. I tell you what, if you have God, amen, you'll be satisfied. Amen. I remember that song. I love that song. I'm satisfied. And you know what? Praise God. You can be satisfied, and you can have a joy that passes all understanding of a man. You can have a peace. Amen. A joy that's full and a peace that's full. Amen. A peace that passes all understanding of man that you can have. Amen. You know, people's trying to change everything about them to conform unto the world. You know what? We don't need to conform unto the world. We need to be conformed unto the Son of Man. Amen. We need to be conformed unto the Son of God. Amen. We need to be conformed so when this life is over, amen, we can go, and the Bible said the righteous rejoice against the day of judgment. Amen. It's a good thing. When someone who's been serving God leaves this world, amen, it's a rejoicing. You know, the thing is, we kind of got it backwards how things is. You know, we rejoice when a child comes on, you know, was born into the earth. We rejoice and have all these glad tidings and all these things. But when a death is, we grieve. For the righteous, We should grieve because of look at the things that these youngins is going to have to face nowadays. We ought to grieve. Amen. But when one leaves, if they're living right, we ought to rejoice. It ought to be a rejoicing. Amen. Because they've made that what they've worked for. They're getting that reward that they're going to get. There is a rest for the people of God. Now there's going to be a great judgment and all that, but for the people of God who's gone on, there is a rest. They're in a place of rest. I've heard people preach funerals, this, that, and the other. Oh, so-and-so's up there fishing, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. All the former things are passed away. They're not doing that. The Bible says that it tells you that they're in a rest. Just like Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham, I believe that we go to the bosom of Jesus. Amen, that we're in a place of rest until that judgment. Now, the wicked is not so. Amen. The rich man, he lifted his eyes in hell, not the internal fire that's going to be. Amen. Because the Bible said that he was going to gather up hell, the false prophet, all these things, and he was going to cast them in a lake of fire. You know, a pit is going to be a bottomless pit. Amen. It's going to be a falling and a torment and a burning forever and ever. Amen. That's the way it's going to be. But there's going to be a hell that you face if you die in wickedness. You ain't going to have to wait on judgment. You're already going to be in torment. But for the righteous, it's rest. It's a rest until he wakes us up. Amen. I just want to make sure, I want you to make sure that you're ready to go. That you're ready to go when the Lord calls. That you, when he calls, that you can say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. You know, Paul said that he knew that his time was at hand. Amen. And he said, I know that there's a crown of life laid up for me in glory, but not for me only, but for all those that love his appearing. You know, I've heard people say that they wanted to die in different ways and maybe just go to sleep. And that's a wonderful thing. Go to you know, just go off in a sleep and go into another world. But I want to be doing something for God. I just want to do whatever I can for God. Now, I've heard people say, and I've known people who died in the pulpit. Some people said, I want to die preaching. You know, that's a good thought in a way. But, you know, I don't want to terrorize nobody else if they was having a good meeting and me fall dead, unless they'd just pull me over the side and another preacher get with it. You know, that would be fine, but I don't want to break up church because I fall dead, unless, you know, we're at the end of the altar call or something. Amen. But nevertheless, I want people, I want them to really have life and have it more abundantly. We can have it through Jesus Christ. Death, it's real. Death is forever. If we go before the Lord comes back, amen. Now, you know, the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. They will. But those that live and remain will be caught up with him in a moment of time, twinkling an eye, and so shall they meet the Lord in there. We're going to have, if we don't do that, we're going to have a corporeal death. Amen. This body is going to take a death one way or another, which we're going to have a new body if we see him coming. Amen. That's going back to the dust from which it came. But our souls go into God. And you know what? He's got all, people think they hide so much from everybody else. You know, we can have, you know, these folks can have this perfect life on Facebook and all that. And you can put in, insert what you want to or delete, or don't put in what you don't want nobody to see and all that. And you can show this perfect life on Facebook. But you may tell you something, God knows the very intent of your heart. Yep, he knows the very intent of your heart. And if it's not right, amen, he definitely knows it. And I believe you know if it's not right. You know what? We need to try to, instead of changing our appearance to and changing their ways to fit the world, we need to, you know, people's going to try to diet, you know, the first year and do all that. And I hope you do well at the diet. Praise God. I hope you do. I hope you do good. Hope you, those New Year's resolutions, you keep on with them. If it's good ones, I hope you keep on with them. But we need to vacate sin. We need to vacate wickedness. We need to vacate anything that don't have to do with God. We need to put God first. You want a New Year's resolution? If you're one of those that has never been saved, that's great. Get saved. Get that. If the God is drawing on you right now, work on it. Get down on your knees, call on him and pray and seek his face, and you'll hear from heaven. But if you're one that's been tied up in church for years, have been those that's been faithful, who's done food drives, who pays their tithes, who's, you know, got their own parking place or whatever, that they got a pew named after them or a brick or whatever it is, that's all well and good. But if you have been just going through the motions all this time, you think about how it'll be when God's your judge and he knows all the evidence. I tell you what New Year's resolution ought to be is, God, help me to be in the middle of your will. Show me, make out of me, make a new heart in me. Take the stony one away. Give me a heart of flesh. Lord, speak to me, talk to me. It's to get those communications up with the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of folks that go through the instruction manual to the natural part of it, but never get to the spiritual part. We got to get communications up. Amen. You can look holy on the outside. You can go to church and all that. But if you ain't got the communication between you and God, you're lost. You don't know where you're at, where you're going, or anything else. You just think that you do. You know, back in years ago when just hunting and all that, and I thought I was good at directions and you know, knowing about where I was and what direction I was going, but I'd find out real quick that I had went the wrong way and I had walked a lot longer than what I needed to when something was right there close at me that I should have went to. You know what? We need to make our calling an election sure. We need to make sure, and we got to do that through Jesus Christ, not through some priest or our preacher or anything like that, but we've got to get that relationship and that communication up between us and the Lord Jesus Christ. And it ain't going to be haphazardly. It ain't going to be, you know, this 30-second prayer. We got to get serious. We got to get down to business with God. Amen. Got to get down to business and say, Lord, use me. And I tell you what, if the Lord is using you and you're doing all you can for God, you know, I think your prayer still will be, Lord, just use me, help me, lead me, guide me, direct me, help me to do better even this year that I can help somebody else. And that, you know, that ought to be your prayers, that you could help somebody else. That's what it's about. You know, it's like this whole Christmas thing. I love Christmas because folks is better spirits and all that. But I see people that get everything and still are not happy. They're not happy because they ain't got that one important ingredient, and that's Jesus Christ. You know, they got all these material things. Look, in this next week or two, everybody's going to take the decorations off their tree, and it's going to be on the curbside. You know, in December, they lifted the tree up, they watered the tree, they lighted the tree, they decorated the tree, they done all them things unto it, but next week it'll be out on the curb. You know what? We're like the grass of the field, like the lilies and lilies of the valley. You know how beautiful they are and all that, and how the grass of the field is beautiful, but, and you know, it today is and tomorrow is in the oven. Or Mars withered or died or whatever. You know, that's how fragile our life is. I could leave this radio station this morning and not make it out there to Butler Boulevard. You know, we've got to make sure. We got to make sure that we have salvation. We've got to make sure that we're ready when the Lord calls, because death is real. If I could get this on your mind today, you know, some people say, oh, I've had some people say, well, I could live this way and I just wait to my deathbed. Well, what if you ain't got no deathbed? What if you ain't got that? If God is drawing on your heart this morning, it's the time to come. You cannot come unless God draw. Amen. And the only way to come is by the Lord Jesus Christ, by his will and his way and what he set for us as that example. Amen. For you to confess your sins before him, that you truly repent, not just make confession with your mouth. Amen. The confession with your mouth is not going to work unless that you have repented in your heart, that you were sorry of the things that you committed against him or the things that you've done that's been disobedient unto him. Unless you get those things right, you can't get right. There's going to be people today that go to churches today that's going to confess a lot of things. Confessing with the mouth is good, you know, that's great and all that, but you got to have that repentance. You have that godly sorrow repentance, amen, that'll get you somewhere. If you had that godly sorrow repentance, you ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, and you truly mean it, not just with your mouth, but with your heart, he is able to wash you and make you clean. Amen. He's able to regenerate and put a new person in you. Amen. And, you know, there's a work that's got to be done, but we've got to have that forgiveness before we can go anywhere else. You know, people don't want to forgive nobody else. Well, there's where you need to start. You need to forgive everybody else of their trespasses.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.